a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah's governor says he will not push for a mask mandate as families and educators prepare to return to the classroom. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Second, Utah is reporting more than 1,100 new cases of COVID-19 today. Health officials report nearly all of the new cases are people who are not vaccinated. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be a new crash on southbound I-15. They are blocking the HOV lane as you're approaching 5300 South in Murray, and delays are starting to stack up pretty quickly to 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A line of storms that go from the Uintas down to southwestern Utah, but partly cloudy here along the Wasatch Front. I'm Kevin Eubank.
92 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden is giving federal workers a choice. Get the COVID-19 vaccine or follow strict protocols, which include testing at least once a week.
Every day, more businesses are implementing their own vaccine mandates. And the Justice Department has made it clear that it is legal to require COVID-19 vaccines.
The president says the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or to take family members to do so, and it's encouraging states to use COVID relief funds as financial incentives to encourage vaccines. The Pentagon will also look into how and when service members are vaccinated.
Members of the military are included in President Biden's new policy requiring federal government employees to show proof they're vaccinated against COVID-19. Like other federal employees, if members of the military are not vaccinated, they'll be required to wear a mask, do social distancing, and undergo weekly or twice weekly testing. President Biden's asking the Defense Department to look into how and when they'll add the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of required vaccinations. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said he's not comfortable mandating a vaccine for the military before it has full approval from the FDA. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is calling a special legislative session to lift a state law banning mask requirements for public school students.
We are in a public health emergency, and for that reason, I am reinstating the statewide public health emergency as of today.
He's also asking the White House to send a surge response team to evaluate the state's hospital capacity. Congress has signed off on emergency legislation which increases security at the Capitol and repays outstanding debts from the January 6th attack. The measure also increases the number of visas for allies who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Drought 2021.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
With the entire state in a severe to extreme drought, state elected leaders are looking for new ways to conserve. The governor outlined some efforts today, including installing secondary water meters across the state, turf buyback programs, and incentivizing drought-friendly landscapes. Rick Malloy for the Central Utah Water Conservancy District says in just 3 short days, people in their service area can apply for these programs.
We think that this is very important. We know that, as the governor mentioned, 60% of our municipal and industrial water goes to our outdoor landscapes. And so we recognize that there's a lot that can be done and should be done to conserve that water and remove the lawn that isn't used for anything other than mowing. And so that's very important.
Central Utah Water allotted $500,000 for the programs in Salt Lake County and Utah County, as well as other areas they serve. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for Triple Team Traffic. Sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays due to a crash on southbound I-15 in Murray prior to 53rd South. The HOV lane is blocked. More heavy and slow traffic after that at the South Interchange and into Midvale. Then we have an accident northbound I-215's east belt. It's going to be as you're approaching the mouth of Parley's Canyon, but out of traffic on the shoulder. Michelle?
Seeing just a little bit of scattered delays. This is on Bangor Highway around the intersections and spots between Salt Lake and South Jordan. For drivers in Utah County, still very quiet down there. Still seeing some delays, though, up in Summit County. This is northbound SR-224 approaching Kimball Junction. Steve?
Well, I-15 crash-free in Davis and Weber counties, but slow-and-go and stop-and-go traffic right now between Kaysville and Sunset. Got a fresh crash on eastbound Antelope Drive at 1000 West. Looks like right lanes are closed there. And some scattered slowdowns on northbound 89 between Fruit Heights and I-84. Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest is back and better than ever. Enjoy classic German food and music every Saturday and Sunday, including Labor Day through October 17th. Get all the details at snowbird.com. Prost! Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the seven-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, thunderstorms have bubbled up over central southern Utah, even some severe thunderstorm warnings in and around Beaver and toward Cedar City. Now, there's the line of storms that runs up the Wasatch. That's all going to move back to the west during the day on Friday, so look for widespread thunderstorms across much of the state. Highs will be in the low 90s with lows in the low 70s. We'll keep it very active through the weekend. Scattered thunderstorms, rain, and temperatures dropping into the upper 80s through Saturday, Sunday. And then next week, it starts to dry out. Little stormy Monday, then partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies by midweek. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Mostly cloudy downtown, 92 degrees. In St. George at this hour, they've hit 100 degrees.
Whose retirement are you investing for, yours or your broker's? It may seem like a silly question, but it's worth addressing. Did you know many brokers sell products such as variable annuities or mutual funds with high internal charges, often as high as 3% or more per year? If you're not happy with your performance, it may be because of all the hidden fees. With fees like this, you may be doing a better job paying your broker than yourself. My name is Jeff Jr., President of Trajan Wealth. If you have a 401k, IRA, or annuity, it's worth making sure it's working for you and not just the broker. As a fiduciary, we're independent and place your best interest first. We'll explain solutions in a clear, concise manner and won't use confusing financial jargon. You don't have to pay more in fees to get the performance you deserve. Allow Trajan Wealth to provide you advice that's in your best interest. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This portion of our news brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Get ready for retirement with Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors and Retire Utah Radio every Saturday morning at 5. Mike helps answer your retirement questions. That's Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5.
With the My Social Security account, you can request a replacement Social Security card, estimate your benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bing 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's Sundae.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free, no-obligation cash offer.
We are watching Utah's Money. It's National Chicken Wing Day. Free wings are available galore. Restaurants like Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters, and 7-Eleven all have special deals and freebies today. KSL Drives, Volkswagen reported record earnings for the first half of the year, far surpassing pre-pandemic levels. The company did so well, it's now raising profit margin targets for the second time in 3 months. Facebook is getting its hands on augmented reality. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is working on smart glasses nicknamed Orion with Ray-Ban. Zuckerberg says the glasses could totally replace phones. You can take calls, see information, even watch and broadcast live streams from them. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 153 points, finishing the day at 35,084. S&P was up by 18 points, and the NASDAQ was also up by 15. A billionaire is facing federal charges today after prosecutors in New York said he lied to investors about what his electric truck company could do.
Our CEO and founder, Trevor Milton.
When Trevor Milton introduced the zero-emission semi Nikola One in December 2016, he claimed the prototype was a fully functioning truck.
This thing fully functions and works, which is really incredible.
In fact, federal prosecutors said the prototype was not completed, let alone tested and validated, and was missing significant parts, including gears and motors. Investors, though, swooned, and the indictment said they lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Milton surrendered to face federal fraud charges. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.